ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
Hey, how are you?
My feeling is that one of the biggest issues with caring for someone with dementia is the loss of communication. You can't have an adult conversation anymore. That is gone. So your friend has gone. Mm. And that's a very difficult thing to come to terms with. For Jim, he wakes every morning to his diary because he is trying to hang on so hard to what he's doing. I get the same question over and over and over. Questions like, what are we doing today? Well, we're going to the doctor at 2:30. Oh, a couple of mouthfuls of breakfast. What are we doing today? We're going to the doctor, dear. Oh, even though it's written in the diary in front of him, and I have taken to writing it on a large pad with times for the whole day, but it's like caring for a four-year-old. Do you get that same sort of thing, Jane? Because every dementia is so different. Mm. But is that what Doc does to you, Jane?
Not that so much. It's more questions of why. Why is something happening? He gets a negative scenario in his mind about why we're doing something or where we're going. And he'll harp on it and harp on it. And then no matter how many times I try to reassure him and tell him, no, we're only going for a short time. No, you're not going to be left there forever. No, it's not getting processed. And that's the point. It's hard to take that in, though, when you are the carer. You're talking to a disease. They're not functioning. It's not their fault. It's the disease. And that's really hard, especially when you love someone, you depend on them emotionally. It's very hard to accept.
Is dependence. That's an interesting word.
Mm. Well, we depend on them too. They're our loved one.
Yes. Jim's become so dependent that he needs to be touching me all the time. Mm. He will inappropriately grab me in the supermarket and give me a kiss. The need for reassurance all the time that I'm there. And on one occasion, I had 41 phone calls from him one night when he was in care. Just all the time, because he knows he can't look after himself anymore. He's scared that I'm going to get frustrated and fed up with him, and his term, put him in an old men's home. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to keep your equilibrium, just to be loving and caring and the person you know you ought to be when you are so frustrated.
Just a quick question then. Well, I'd like to know, caring for dementia people, it's not consistent. Like some days they are normal people, and that is what is so confusing. Do you feel that sometimes? Like, am I going mad?
No, it's not consistent. I think that's part of the disease. Marilyn, what would be the thing that sets you on edge most?
It's John's inability to have a normal conversation with me. Like, we're going away for a few days and we're talking about hotel accommodation, and it was like talking to the wall. So eventually I'm feeling like I want to pull my hair out because you're trying to explain something and it's not making sense. And you just go round and round and round, and then you feel so sorry for him. And he's got Lewy body dementia. And some of the dementias, they are very different from each other. But I think the core thing about it all is they lose that self-worth, especially John too, because there's nothing they can do and nobody listens to him anymore.
On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Marion, and during National Carers Week, you're listening to a conversation that I had with my friends, Jane and Marilyn, about what it takes to care for our husbands who have dementia. Jim has a huge need all the time to be helping. This is one of the questions I get probably 30 times a day. Is there anything I can do for you?
Right.
And I'm at my wit's end finding things that he can do without damaging himself. I think he's still trying to have a sense of worth. And I think it's very hard for us carers,
yes,
to find things for our loved one to do that gives them a sense of self-respect, mm, but that they can do without falling in a heap and then damaging their self-esteem further.
That, I think, is the hardest part when you lose this person that's been, you know, intelligent, who's been there for you, been the support, because he used to run everything. He used to say to me, I don't know what will happen if anything happened to me, because you'll never close the front door, lock it at night, and the dustbin, who will do that? And when I had to take over, it was such a shock. Suddenly, you've got all this responsibility. There's nobody to share it with anymore. Now, and he's got the dementia. Who does all those things? Like, he has no idea how to even draw money anymore. And he's got no idea how things work anymore.
And the other thing for me that I've found is I'm slowly not only becoming isolated from the emotional support of my husband, but I'm becoming more and more isolated from my friends. So I'm very dependent on the support group. Couldn't exist without it, mm, because we are talking to people who understand. And yes, we all have friends, but they see a different person. You know, I have people say to me, Jim is so charming. Well, yes, he is when he's out, but that's not the person I'm dealing with all the time, mm, at home. And then people wonder why you're exhausted. What do you do when you've organised lunch and organised care and your husband says, I'm not going to my dementia support group this morning, I'm staying home? The last time he did that to me, I became very impatient, I lost it a bit and said, did you think about what I might have been doing and now you're not going? No, were you doing something?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like Jane says, it's the disease. But it's so hard to go on and on and on caring about the disease.
Yes. One of the things that happens with dementia is the part of their brain that allows them to feel empathy and take other people's needs into consideration is not processing the information anymore. And so they become very self-centered and selfish, and they can't imagine how things are affecting you. Which means then that they have reverted to 2 to 5. When you're teaching kids to take other people's feelings into consideration, that's where they are. Only they're not going to grow out of it.
ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.